Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this. Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. See P&K for details.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
All right, Justin, just exactly how'd those grains end up here this afternoon?
Cattle futures today finished 30 to 60 points lower, with the March down 50 at 161.90, April down 27, 162.45. And the live cattle were mixed here. April down 55 at 139.25. June's up 27 at 128.85. There has been a spread in between the April and June contracts of about $10, $10 to $11. It was down 82 today at $10.42. So what that means is that there is a $10.42 drop off between the April price and the June price on the live cattle, which is pretty sharp. Box beef here at midday was choice was $1.72 higher at $225.77. Select up 70 at $215.82. The feeder cattle index as of Friday was 160.03. That was up 46 cents. And then today at Oklahoma City, there were about 7,000 head. Several things going on. We've got NOPA crush report, which will be tomorrow. That's the crush number for the month of February. That'll give us an indication of the bean demand. Also today is the last trading day for the March futures on the grains. This coming Wednesday, we've got the FOMC results. They're meeting Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have some sort of a statement in regard to interest rate on Wednesday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Today's export report this morning was neutral for the corn, beans, and wheat. It was 804,000 metric tons for corn. We're looking for 750 to 900. Beans were 715,000. Expectations were 650 to a million. And then the wheat was 406,000, where the expectations were 300 to 450. So exports were right in line with expectations. But that left grains a little bit higher today. We were up about 3 cents across the board for corn. May, July, and D's up all 3.25. December did not get through 390. The high today was 87.5. Beans closed a quarter to a half cent higher. November new crop beans actually up a quarter at 907. And then the wheats were both higher. Kansas City was up 4.75 in July at 497.75. Did not get to $5, but it almost did at 499. And three quarters. Outside markets, crude oil down $1.11 to $1.20. Dow Jones up 67 in the June at 117,157. So mixed signals there as the stock market rallies and then the crude oil sells off. Natural gas today unchanged, and cotton futures here. December cotton up 65 at 57.47. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.